Info. From the news desk of 95.1 Nigeria Info, this is the Major News Bulletin for 7 a.m. First, a look at our major stories. Federal government to restrict airlines from UK, Canada, Saudi Arabia over Omicron COVID-19. President Buhari solicits stronger solidarity among ECOWAS leaders. NFX sacks Raw, appoints Iguavon's Eagles interim boss. And death toll in Kentucky tornadoes likely to pass 100. The details and much more coming up shortly. Stay tuned.
And now, this is the news.
The news.
The news.
On 95.1 Nigeria Info.
Your health is priceless. Maintain high personal and environmental hygiene. Now the news in detail. First to health, the federal government says from tomorrow, December 14, it will restrict airlines coming from Canada, United Kingdom and Saudi Arabia into the country. Minister of Aviation, Senator Hadi Sirika, announced the decision on Sunday in Lagos. The minister explained that it was to reciprocate restricted flights from Nigeria into those countries over the new COVID-19 variant, Omicron. Senator Sirika said President Muhammadu Buhari's administration would also place the United Kingdom, Canada and Saudi Arabia on a red list over the outbreak and spread of the Omicron variant. The minister noted that if those countries place Nigeria on a red list, they lacked a moral right to have their airlines fly into Nigeria on commercial operations. He, however, apologized to Nigerians intending to travel to those countries, stating that Nigeria's government's decision was in the interest of the country. Away from that, President Muhammadu Buhari has stressed the need for ECOWAS leaders to forge stronger in solidarity to address the new challenges bedeviling the sub-region, as well as the current wave of the COVID-19 pandemic and its Omicron variant. A statement on Sunday by the special advisor to the President and Media and Publicity, Femi Adesina, said President Buhari made the call at the 60th ordinary session of the Authority of Heads of State and Government of the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, in Abuja. The statement said President Buhari noted that the sub-region had continued to face social, economic, political, security and environmental realities linked to the coronavirus pandemic. He added that democracy was being challenged in Mali and Guinea, adding that threats were looming around environmental degradation and climate change on farming system in the sub-region. In his remarks, the chair of the Authority of ECOWAS Heads of State and Government and President of Ghana, Nana Akufo-Addo, added that the 60th ordinary session was convened within the confines of a ravaging pandemic and increased threats from terrorist groups. And in politics, the Center for Democracy and Development, CDD, has joined its voice to the call on President Muhammadu Buhari to sign into law the Electoral Bill 2021, saying such would represent the most significant legacy of his presidency. CDD, in a statement by its director, Idiat Hassan, said that the Electoral Bill will effectively return electoral power back to the people. Hassan added that the proposals in the Electoral Bill will improve the country's electoral system and political parties' candidate selection process. She stressed further that with the successful integration of technology into the electoral process, a legal backing for electronic voting and transmission of election results will boost President Buhari's commitment to improving Nigeria's election process. On insecurity, the Kaduna State Police Command says its operatives on December 11 foiled bandits' attack in Sabon Tasha in Chinkun local government area of the state. The command's public relations officer, Mohammed Jalige, who made a disclosure in a statement issued in Kaduna, said the command, through divisional police officer at Sabon Tasha Division, acted on a distress call received to the fact that some suspected bandits numbering about 30 were in the area. The statement said the caller said the bandits numbering the statement said the caller said the bandits numbering about 30 with were in military gears and bearing dangerous weapons were making ferocious efforts to break into a residential area in an attempt to commit heinous crimes. Teliga said the operatives did not hesitate in returning fire and succeeded in foiling the attempt. The criminals, frustrated by the police and other security agents, set the residents on fire and fled. The PPRO urged citizens to promptly report suspicious situations and incidences, as that will elicit a quick and positive response from the command. In a related development, the Nigerian Navy has deployed its Special Boat Service Unit, Special Forces and thousands of troops on board 10 warships, 2 helicopters and other assets in a special military exercise. The Chief of the Naval Staff, CNS, Vice Admiral Awul Gambo, made the deployment known at the flag off of the CNS Annual Sea Inspection, codenamed Exercise Quiet Waters, in Onere Rivers on Sunday. He said the massive deployment of troops and military hardware is part of a commitment to boost its operational efficiency in tackling crime and criminalities in the nation's waters. Vice Admiral Gambo said the exercise aligned with the presidential mandate to the Navy to ensure a conducive environment for maritime business to thrive. According to him, the exercise also seeks to revise the Navy's operational deployment aimed to bolster the influence of its fleet in defense of the nation's waters. In education now, the Academic Staff Union of Universities ASU over the weekend called on well-meaning Nigerians to prevail on the federal government to honor the agreement reached with the union. The National Financial Secretary of ASU, Musa Abdullahi, who made the call at a press conference, said the government's action has left them with no option than to withdraw their services. Abdullahi explained that the union was planning another strike because of failure to fully implement the memorandum of agreement.
We therefore call on the general public and concerned citizens, especially the religious leaders and the traditional rulers who always persuade us to suspend strike, to save public universities by compelling the government to honor its agreement.
And now the business news.
As pensioners commemorate the 2021 Pensions Day, the Nigerian Union of Pensioners has called on state governments to give effect to the circular on the consequential adjustments of pensions that was released by the federal government 2 years ago. The national president, Nigerian Union of Pensioners, Comrade Godwin Abumisi, made the call in Abuja at an event to mark this year's Pensioners Day. Abumisi said the circular and funding for the consequential adjustment was released by the state governor since April 2019, but up till now, most state governments are yet to give effect to the circular. He threatened that pensioners will march to airing government houses if such governors refuse to do the needful.
Unfortunately, the Constitution does not prescribe any punishment for such erring governors who treat the pensioners with disdain.
He further appealed to President Muhammadu Buhari to appeal to state governors to stop the inhumane treatment to senior citizens and also ensure that bailout funds to such states are not diverted.
And yet, to give effect to the circular as released by the National Salaries, Incomes and Wages Commission. This is to say the least unfair to the senior citizens.
And now we bring you news from around the world.
News from around the world.
Kentucky's governor says death toll from powerful tornadoes that devastated towns in the state is likely to pass 100 as hope of finding survivors wanes. Andy Beshear said this was the most devastating tornado event in the state's history, with at least 80 confirmed deaths. He said nothing that was standing in the direct line of one tornado is still standing. 14 deaths have been reported in 4 other states. President Joe Biden has declared a major federal disaster in Kentucky and ordered federal aid to be made available to the hardest hit areas.
Take it away with the entertainment news.
Dancers who accuse a leading choreographer of Transphobia have claimed she has jeopardized their safety by publicizing her resignation. Rosie Kay resigned this week from the dance company she founded in 2004. She says she has been forced out for views on sex and gender expressed at a dinner party in her home in August. Kay said complaints made by the dancers' presence at the party led to an unfair, opaque and horrific investigation process that is still ongoing. Last week, the choreographer said she could not endure this humiliation any longer and spoke to the media about her decision to resign.
And now, update on the sports news.
The Nigerian Football Federation on Sunday fired or ended the contract of Super Eagles coach Kenneth Raw and appointed Augustin Eguavoen to take charge as the team's technical advisor on an interim basis. The NFF, in a statement by spokesman Ademola Olajire, said the decision is with immediate effect. NFF General Secretary Dr. Mohamed Sanusi said the relationship between the Federation and Raw has come to an end, thanking him for his services to the Super Eagles and the nation. The Federation added that following a virtual meeting of the NFF Executive Committee on Sunday, it was decided that Eguavoen would work with Salisu Yusuf, chief coach, Paul Agbogun, assistant coach, Joseph Yobo, assistant coach, Dr. Terry Igwaoji, assistant coach, and Aloysius Ago, goalkeeper trainer. Former Nigerian captains Austin Okocha, Nwankwo Kanu, and Garba Lawal are also appointed to provide technical and ambassadorial support for the crew. And that's a wrap for news at 7, but a quick look at our top stories. Federal government to restrict airlines from UK, Canada and Saudi Arabia over Omicron COVID-19. President Buhari solicits stronger solidarity among ECOWAS leaders. NFF sacks Raw, appoints Eguavoen, Eagles interim boss. And death toll in Kentucky, tornadoes likely to pass 100. And that's the news as edited by Abayomi Akimbola. Don't forget, you can always send us eyewitness reports, news breaks in your area. Send your information to 090-3485-1885. Follow us on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Abuja, Facebook at Nigeria Info Abuja, or visit our website www.nigeriainfo.fm, or visit Google Play Store for our mobile app. Thank you for listening. I am Joy Eberebe.
Politics with security.
Let's talk about the biggest conversations.
Made of trustworthy ideas.
Passionately connected.
Connected to everyone.
Let's talk.
Let's talk on Nigeria Info
95.1 Abuja. Abuja.
The Current Affairs Show provides a new scope to the details of policy.
Actually participated in the governorship election.
Roll out the vaccination in 4 days.
Let's stay away from the sides of the story and go deeper, deeper together. Let's talk weekdays at 8 a.m.
on 95.1 Nigeria Info Abuja. Let's talk.
The Current Affairs Show.
Nigeria Info, your number one for talk. Number one for talk. Talk.
Great talk show unravels your thinking, makes you stop to listen, engages you in a debate of opinions.
I believe this man knows what he's doing. He is a Nigerian.
And ultimately brings you to the king of talk radio, Femi D. Live.
The Morning Crossfire on your number one news, talk, and sports station, Nigeria Info.
Live on 95.1 with Femi D Live, Nigeria Info, Abuja. Let's talk.
It's 7:16 a.m. Nigerian time. Welcome back to the show this very day. Okay, keeping up with your thoughts on many of the stories we shared earlier is very important. It's a Monday, December 13, 2021. Yeah, some of those stories you're reacting to this very morning, as we would have it across quite a number of platforms. Corporate governance worsens as companies widowed financiers. Omicron, federal government to ban flights from UK, Canada. That's a story as well, making the rounds. Alleged 13.8 billion naira fraud, court holds trial of ex-army chief and officers. EPCs will cease to exist in 2022, says Ayu. Ayu is the PDP chairman now. Erufai orders, I have to take that again. Okay, so Ondo Varsity set to for new pharmacy faculty, that's also making the rounds as we have it for today. And then you find Obi says ethnic religious debates promote inefficiency and failure in Nigeria. WHO says 95% of the 241 million global malaria cases found in Africa. Pensioners demand pay rise. Urge federal government and states to comply with pension law. NDLEA arrests Nigerians, Ghanaians with drugs. These are some of the stories that is getting your reaction going this very morning. Uzodinma set to present a book on Igbo marginalization. That's the governor there of Imo State. He said to do that. Also of interest this morning, Convention 2022, APC Group backs Olusegun for National Youth Leader. And then of interest as well, passengers stranded over Fresh Nigeria UAE row. So you have that going on as well, making the rounds this very morning. Let's keep up with you and take some of your calls this morning. The numbers remain 0700-951-0000. Okay? That's 0700-951-0000 at the end of it. Okay. Good morning to you. Thanks for joining in.
Good morning, Samji.
You're welcome to the show.
Thank you. This is Taujo.
All right, Mr. Joe, let's talk.
Thank you. You asked Mr. Austin a question that he cannot provide for you this morning. And I will answer the question for him. 2011, somebody in this our country said that Babu is soaked blood. I don't know whether you remember.
Mm-hmm.
So now, if those things are started happening now, we could have known where it's coming from. Thank you.
All right, so that's your answer. And you think that's good enough? I'm just wondering, you think that's good enough? I don't think that's good enough. If you couldn't even mention who you said, so, and that's a problem. My point is this, whether you're quoting someone, you have to be able to take responsibility for what you're saying. And if you're not taking responsibility for what you're saying, to know, oh, I proved, there's a plan, or I'm part of the plan, open your chest, full chest, come out and say you know about the plan, and let's see what happens next, okay? If that's what you're saying. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Dr. Femi D. Emele Paul from Lokogoma. Nothing breaks the news, lie the news.
Welcome, Mr. Paul.
Thank you. The bandit sees community, even rename it. You see where we are going, and we are not telling ourselves the truth. The leadership cannot handle this situation. The army cannot handle it, and they are not telling us. We are not valuing human life in this country, Femi D. Your people are dying, and you can conveniently sit and eat, and nothing happens. Business goes on. Politics is on. People are campaigning.
Mr. Paul, are you there?
The thing they are strategizing, it was difficult for Ghanaians. They brought a foreigner to assist them. Jerry Rawlings was a Scottish. If we cannot, let's bring somebody that will help us. We are confused. We are weak. What will happen in 2023? We are looking at it that might be worse than this. Everything is going worse and worse. You see how prices are being increased in other parts of the world? A dollar is a dollar. Why is Naira not a Naira? Because we don't have the economic acumen. We can't run an economy. Let's stop deceiving ourselves. Does it mean that one day Nigeria will cease to exist? Because we can't handle it. It's getting worse day by day by every year. It gets worse than the past.
Okay.
People are thinking.
Let's leave it at that. Thank you. Okay, moving on. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, welcome to the show. Let's hear you.
Google Abuja Declaration 1989. The question, okay, why you ever ask, or Austin asks, you read it, I will see there. Google Abuja Declaration 1989. Please, right away, anybody that's listening to me, just Google Abuja Declaration.
What does it say, my brother? What does it say? What does it say? Just go on. Let's hear you. What's your opinion on that? I mean,
yes,
you're giving us assignments.
You ask somebody a question. Austin, I should expatiate. And I expatiate it to you. Just Google it yourself.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay, let's move on. My point to you is this. Nigerians are very interesting people, and I don't have a problem with your opinion or having your opinion, but if you have an opinion that is strongly sounding like you know something, and you're not willing to say, I am part of that thing that you know, that is where the problem starts from. And that's what I was asking him. It says that there's a plan. I know, we know of a plan. So if you know of the plan, are you part of the plan? It's a yes or no. If you're going to say yes, that you're part of the plan, then I would understand that you're part of the plan. But if you're saying, I mean, we can't keep... One of the things I always tell people is this. Be objective. There's nothing wrong in you being critical about a situation to say this is wrong. Then say it is wrong. Say it the way it is. But don't dwell around other people's points. Just trying to, you're not willing to take the step to say this is what you are saying. No, let's know what you're saying. Prove what you're saying. If you can prove what you're saying, it's fine. If you know of the plan, let us know. Are you part of the plan? That was what I asked. And I apparently, the young man can take on answering that. If you're part of the plan, you know well enough to say this is the plan, then fine. But if you're part of the plan, let us also know. It's that simple. You may hate me for it, but my question is to actually ask questions, and I do that every day. And it's just for you to understand that there's a need for us to be able to speak objectively. There's nothing wrong in being critical, but there's everything wrong if you can't be objective with you being critical and you being clear about what you are saying away from what is being said. Let's know what you are saying. That's why I always tell you guys, let's talk. Okay, let's talk. Let me hear you. Okay, not let me hear you on behalf of the many other people you're not willing to prove who they are or who you're associated with or not associated with. That's where the issue comes from. All right, it's almost time for the commercials, okay? Got 30 seconds. Let me see if I can just take a few messages in 30 seconds, okay? All right, here's one message. Good morning, Femdi. I'm Virgil from Aso Drive. Esmen take over and rename planted communities. Femdi, I don't understand your question to Austin this morning. You asked him how he knew it was the plan. I'm throwing the question back at you. How did you know it's not the plan, Femi? How did I know it's not the plan? He's the one who needs to prove it. I ask you again, can a scheme such as this be carried out without a plan? You would know better. People of Plateau State, Benue, and Taraba State have been crying out and telling the world how Fulani Esmen have invaded their farms, lands, and communities. For a very long time now, all right? You're going to say that's Virtue from Master Drive's message. All right, no problem. It's if you know that's the plan and you're willing to say you're part of the plan, it's fine. Let's go on a break. After the break, we'll talk more. It's that simple. Come on with your food, just improve your points. That's simple. This is Morning Chris Fire.
Politics of our nation.
They have that right to protest. You know, there is no need to go there now, start shooting.
The current affairs of our state.
Everywhere we have gone to, the dirt of Abuja is not on this country.
All at your fingertips on your Let's Talk station.
95.1. Let's Talk. New host, new realities, true conversations, trustworthy ideas, shared passionately on your number one talk station of the nation. Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja. Let's Talk.
We must not play politics with security.
Let's talk about the biggest conversations.
Made of trustworthy ideas.
Passionately connected.
To everyone.
Let's talk.
Let's talk on Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja. Abuja.
The Morning Crossfire on your number one news, talk, and sports station, Nigeria Info.
Live on 95.1 with Femi D Live, Nigeria Info, Abuja. Let's talk.
Welcome back to the show. It's 7:34 a.m. Nigerian time. Let's keep up with some of the big stories. We're in the section of the show that is called The Lead, where you get to listen to some of the newsmakers and what they have said thus far to make some sort of leeway, whether to provide understanding or lack of understanding on some of those issues. For those just joining in, the world of sports, Nigerian Super Eagles have sacked a coach. Essentially, the NFF has sacked Kotrua, is away now. It appears we have an interim coach who will take on the services of other things as we would have it. A little bit from what the NFF president is talking about.
Also with us tonight.
So we have so much going on across the country with regards to why that was done and the need not to change coach. And many of you clamored for those changes as we have it here for some days now.
When you start with, you don't want to start striving, blame. It's just let it go. And let us face the future with renewed hope and renewed zeal. You know, and that was pretty much it. We've been here for 5 years. We did everything that we did, but one major factor was that discipline in the team, they lost practically the dressing room.
All right, well, it made some explanation. Discipline issues for the staff and well, the players may have led to the exit of Coach Rowe, but who knows what else would make part of it. Meanwhile, ASU is not taking it lying down. They're really ready for this strike action. Why is it that it's December that I always have this feeling that ASU wants to go on strike? Maybe, maybe not. But yet, another industrial strike based on the issue of IPPIS /2009 agreement is what they are going on all about. Take a listen to their reason for getting ready for another strike.
Nigerians to blame ASU this time around. ASU is the only organization that keep listening to public opinion. It is government that says, don't worry, we'll do that. We say, okay, we respect you as elders, as government. We go off. And you didn't do it. What is it there that the government cannot do? They cannot teach students. A student in medical college, he doesn't know what a telescope to just measure BP. They say, tell them theory. We are teaching today, we say, according to the book in 1953, when our university colleagues are doing high-tech digital in COVID period.
We therefore call on the general public and concerned citizens, especially the religious leaders and the traditional rulers, who will always persuade us to suspend strike to save public universities by compelling the government to honor its agreement.
This is Morning Crossfire.
So, on all of this, do we think the government would honor their agreement? That's another matter in its right as well. Levies are being paid, by the way, in Zamfara State. Some villages are paying levies right now to bandits who pretty much have good control of their terrain, and they have to pay levies in order for them to leave in those areas of town. Well, that's one way of thinking about it. The issues really never stop when you follow through one after the other. It's just getting more and more complicated day by day. With different issues to deal with, and essentially, one would wonder if one were to agree, you know, with some of the things that's been put out there with the situation on ground. But Vice President Yemi Osinbajo was out this weekend, was dressed up at the graduation ceremony, and he had a lot to say about the future of Nigeria and how young Nigerians like you and I don't know whether to stay with that, but would chart in the way for the future of the country. Take a listen to what he said.
Issues that confront the world and confront our nation. It is the big and innovative ideas that will solve these problems. You will deal with the issues of feeding, educating, providing healthcare and jobs for the fourth largest population in the world in a few years to come. Yes, the challenges are huge, but I believe that you are well equipped to resolve them. And the evidence is here already. Since 2016, despite two recessions, young Nigerians have built six unicorns. A unicorn is a company that is valued at over $1 billion. And there are already six established in this country since 2016. It was Awo who said, right here in Ife again, that it is effective economic planning and even more effective implementation that will enable us to avoid a disaster and reap phenomenal progress instead. And so our third National Development Plan, 2021 to 2025, is an attempt to chart a path for the future.
This is Morning Crossfire.
The reason why I played the comment of the Vice President, because in a short while from now, play what the President, Muhammadu Buhari, said at ECOWAS from now. Sometimes, and this is me saying my own objective opinion, it almost appears like the image of the country, as you know, as we have those two leaders running, it looks like we see two different countries being on the view here. You have the Vice President quite optimistic about how things are, which is not bad. And you also have the President optimistic on how the country is, which is not quite bad. But those optimism seems to be talking about almost two different types of landscape, as we would have it. Am I the only one that gets that feeling that the Vice President talks about, you know, what he sees and how the good is, and he's staying on that lane? And I'm wondering how much of the good we have would, you know, stay on and will stay on if we don't take care of the many bad situations that are also building up, from insecurity to even the issue of tax. I mean, we're talking about social media tax, Facebook tax that would come up in January. We're talking about all kinds of very difficult situations we're already dealing with even now. And it doesn't just correlate. The English, between the reality and the English of reality on ground, it appears two different situations. I don't know, maybe it's just the way the Vice President sees things, but I see it a little bit differently, and I'm sure maybe the President also sees it differently. Talking about the President, he was on ground at ECOWAS meeting to describe what would happen to other countries of the world, and how Mali and the likes of Guinea need to be attended to differently. And yes, by the way, the Presidency did respond to an editorial put out by Daily Post when they talked about the number of killings under President Muhammadu Buhari. They tried to compare it with killings and issues going on in other parts of the world. If I get the chance, I'd like to read that for you, for your own delight and for your own understanding of what it means. I'll read it out for you, what the Presidency responded with regards to that. Garba Shehu responded precisely with the issue of the Daily Post editorial. But the President was on ground to speak at the ECOWAS meeting, and he adds a few things to say about the challenges we have in the region and why they're there. Take a listen to some part of what he said.
Maintain energy he continues to exert on our behalf to resolve the challenges confronting our organization. Despite the enormity of these challenges, our chair has navigated as well and continues to do so. We owe him enormous gratitude. The challenges of coronavirus and the catastrophic consequences posed on our socio-economic environment continues to torment us. The regional resilience, determination and resolution of working together in solidarity with each other assisted us greatly to lessen the burden of the pandemic. Excellencies and dear colleagues, without doubt, the occasion for which we have gathered here today is a clear demonstration of our resolute commitment to the effective integration of our subdivision. As a people, we aspire to create a borderless, peaceful, prosperous, and where people have the capacity to access and harness its resources through the creation of opportunities for sustainable development, job creation, and environmental preservation. Excellencies and dear colleagues, our sub-region continues to face socio-economic, political, security, and environmental fragilities linked to coronavirus pandemic. Our democracy is being challenged in Mali and Guinea. Furthermore, threats are looming around environmental degradation and climate change on our farming system. We are facing a network of criminals, including terrorism. All of these challenges require our collective action to work in concert with each other to pragmatically address and provide our people better prospects in life. Today's realities remind us of the need to continue to forge stronger solidarity in order to address the new challenges, including the current third wave of the pandemic and its Omicron variant. I am glad that the Commission of the Economic Community of West Africa States and the West Africa Health Organization are continuing to work with our respective national disease control centers to mitigate the effects of the pandemic on our people and sub-region. Excellencies and dear colleagues, at this 60th ordinary session, we have before us several issues of critical importance to the community as listed on our agenda. I would therefore urge us to carefully consider the issues to be presented to us and take well-informed, concrete decisions for the welfare and well-being of our peoples and the future of our community. I wish all of us successful and fruitful deliberations, as well as a pleasant stay here in Abuja.
This is Morning Crop Fires.
There you go. That's President Muhammadu Buhari talking about the challenges of security in the region, essentially the West African countries as we have it now. So much is going on across the country. But when we get into the 8 o'clock hour, there's one I really want to take out time to play for you. It's what was said by the Army Chief, Chief of Army Staff now. He was describing a situation where we would have a possible increase in the activities of bandits and terrorists, okay? Did you hear me right? Yes. The Chief of Army Staff was talking about a possible increase in the activities of bandits and terrorists. That clip will last about 9 minutes, so we'll get to play it in the 8 o'clock hour before we go on to the questions for the year 2021. That's something not to miss out on. In the meantime, the Sokoto State Governor is not finding it easy. He believes bandits, terrorists, and the likes of them from other states around Sokoto State really did move into his state, and that is why there's an increase in the level of insecurity in the state. Aminu Tambuwa, the governor of the state, was expressing himself with regards to this issue that is on ground, and he thinks there's more that can be done. But also in that light, President Muhammadu Buhari did send security chiefs to Sokoto State to look into that situation. Take a listen to what he said, Aminu Tambuwa, alongside with the NSA in one clip. Take a listen.
It appears as if those bandits pursued from the first state have relocated to Sokoto State. This is a very, very serious call for concern. I appeal, therefore, to you and through you to Mr. President, Commander-in-Chief, to deploy more resources to Sokoto State, more boots on the ground. I am familiar with the situation at the center, But I believe that something can be done, and that should be done urgently and expeditiously, because our situation is really getting out of hand. We, as we have said before, need to do more on deployment of technology in this fight. This is not a normal fight, you know better than I do, so we need more of technology than not even the personnel. We need both, but we need to really, really do more about deploying technology.
Every life of every citizen is important, and it gives great concern to Mr. President that needless losses of lives are occurring. Mr. President wants me to convey to Your Excellency his profound condolence over the loss of all the citizens who have departed. He wants us to also express his deep sympathy as well as his determination that the perpetrators of these very gruesome, wicked activities are apprehended and brought to book. The very fact that the topmost echelon of security in the country is here is an indicator that Mr. President wants us to address these issues so that some form of comfort is given to the people of Sokoto State by a definite closure, by a definite process in concluding what has happened to these unfortunate, innocent citizens.
This is Morning Crossfire.
There you have it. The NSC also providing perspective to this issue of insecurity and the Sokoto State. You know, there was the moment that some people were set ablaze in a bus last week. You know, as we have it, that is the way to go. But what is English good enough only for this many situations? It looks like everybody's just trading words regarding how urgent this is. One of the worst things I hate to deal with, even in management, which is something I do when I'm not broadcasting, is when something has a combination of emergency, important, and urgent, they all sound alike, but they're all different. When something is urgent and important, trust me, it means stop everything else and deal with it. I don't know. Are we at that point? Does this issue of insecurity sound like it's urgent and important at the same time? Or is it just urgent and not important? Or is it important and not urgent? I'm lost for words to understand where we are and how we're dealing with this, and whether the bandits are freely moving from Zamfara to Sokoto State. How did they move? Was it captured? Is there a proof to prove that there was a move? I mean, he lived with so much just to imagine. And if that move was done, how many of them did move? Why were they not spotted? Is it taking forever to spot them? All right, well, let me allow you to do the talking. We've got about 4 minutes to round up this segment of the show, and then we'll do more talking in the 8 o'clock hour. Numbers remain 07-00951-0000, okay? That's 07-00951-0000. Let's listen to some calls as they come in at this time. Write in on WhatsApp if you can, on 080-999-30137. Welcome to Morning Crossfire on Nigeria Info.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Femiji.
Good morning. Good to have you on.
Yes, I'm Victory Jogoni Pikin. I'm calling from Abuja. We're talking about the bandit.
Eh? Yes, I'm with you. Go on.
Okay. The bandit, my daughter to me, I'm looking at them as the baboons. And you know that baboons doesn't feed with tomatoes of food meant for human consumption. Rather, baboons feed with...
Good morning to you. Welcome to the show. Let's take on another call. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, family.
Good morning. Welcome.
My name is Jibi.
All right, Jibi. Let's hear from you.
I heard what the governor says and the essays. I am thinking that there's a lack of coordination between the governors of those states, or maybe they are not incorporating with the security forces. Because when they are bombarding them in Katsina, Zamfara, and the rest of things, what was Sokoto doing? I mean, it's, we need to look at things holistically, that the governors of this state have not even done everything on their own, like what they did in the Southwest, to secure their territory locally. Because this bandit operates in the local community, and when there is no intel information about their movement, the local community, the critical cannot be a lot. So that's one of the things we should look at into. And for the speech of the vice president, yes, as a leader, you give hope to your people, no matter how gloomy the situation is. And in every administration, there are opportunities. That was saying that, look, no matter how bad things are, opportunities are bound for us to even get better, and for investment, and for all those landers. It was during the section of the, after the World War, that brought industrialization in the world. So meaning that people look at opportunities and invest in it and bring out innovations. Or I say to the youth, use this time to think what things that will make Nigeria better and create opportunities for the future. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you for that. Okay, let's move on to another call. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Mr. Femide.
Good morning to you.
Please, then, take a call from Lube.
All right, good. Let's have you on. Go on, let's talk.
On Hesman existing community and renaming the communities. When the Benue State governor was saying on high heaven that these people have an agenda, we were all condemning the statement, but has it not been vindicated? Because if they don't have agenda of taking over those places, why renaming those places? Because if their agenda, if they are fighting only for grazing, I think when the people were being evicted from the community, they would have grazed and leave the place. Why renaming this thing to what they want it to be called? So I think the federal government has to do something about it. Just they should be swift in reacting to this very, very situation the way they react to the other ones. Thank you.
Can I say something to you, my dear sir?
Yes, I'm
with you. That was brilliant. That was brilliant, objective and truthful enough. That's something I must say to you. You are clear about your idea and how you wanted to state. Thank you so much. Callers like you make us really happy. You say your truth and you say it in a way that it has meaning and not in the name of creating some level of agitation. Thank you for doing just that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.